Another troublemaker named Sam in my Baptist history. So, all right, many of us know the name Sam Houston, and if you don't know who that was, you certainly probably know the name Houston, Texas, and the city is named for him. And really, quite a very interesting character, actually, good person, and a great man in American military history and even political history, but something that a lot of people don't know I want to talk about this morning. And Sam Houston arrived in Texas from Virginia in 1832. In 1835, he was elected Major General of the Texas Troops. Texas at that time was not a part of the Union. Texas was really a part of Mexico. It was a state of Mexico, and just a quick history. And this is very broad brush, so I'll miss some things here. But Texas was settled by a lot of some American citizens, and there was a mixture of Mexican and American citizens in that land. And Texas was always very independent minded. One of the reasons would be because of that, and one of the things that they kind of became their own separate governing. They had an agreement with the country of Mexico that that they would be allowed to have personal freedoms, individual freedoms. They would be allowed to have religious freedoms. That was very important to them. And everything went along okay for a while. And then a man by the name of Santa Anna came to power. He was a military dictator in Mexico. And he basically threw that agreement out, and he invaded Texas a couple times, brought troops into Texas, and we know the story of the Alamo. This happened right about that time. I'm not sure the exact year of the Alamo, but a few days, about 2 weeks after the Alamo, Santa Anna brought 1,500 of his troops back into Mexico and killed another 350 Texans, and this really... this was the battle cry. Remember the Alamo, and remember these battles were very, very, very badly outnumbered. And actually, in that situation, Santa Anna sent messages to the enemy troops, and he said, "If you surrender, we will protect you, and we will just take you as prisoners." And they surrendered, and he killed them all. He just went against his word and killed them all. A few escaped to tell that story. So about 23 days later, this is brings in our Sam Houston. led his men to a city, San Gottino, and had a great victory there, captured Santa Anna, and really Texas, this is the beginning of the Texas freedom. And that's just a quick overview of what happened there. But when the rising storm of opposition to Mexico was brought to war, he dealt this crushing blow to Santa Anna, and really brought independence to the republic. He became a delegate to the 1836 convention in Texas, and he insisted in getting the republic recognized by the United States. He was elected governor of Texas in 1859. So Sam Houston was born on March 2nd of 1793, and he really, I tell you that story, and then tell you a little bit about him personally. He was a very profane man, he was a hard-living man, hard-drinking man, a very profane man, wanted nothing to do with spiritual matters. His education was limited, but he obviously was a brilliant person because of these, just read these to you. After he enlisted in the United States Army, he became a lieutenant. Later he was a lawyer, a district attorney, adjutant general, congressman, and the governor of Tennessee. All that's before he ever came to Texas. So really quite a... quite a life. But then after he moved to Texas I think it was about 1840, he met a young lady. And this young lady was the daughter of a Baptist minister. And it really is through her influence and her prayers, really a remarkable woman, that he was saved. Again, up to this point, he'd been really a wicked man, just kind of. In fact, he had quit as the governor of Tennessee because of his drinking, and just quit and went away. And it was after that he came to Texas and was saved. he was led to the Lord by this lady. He would eventually marry her, but he made a public profession of faith. He was united with the Baptist Church in Independence, Texas. He was baptized by a Dr. R.C. Burleson on November 19th of that year, 1840, I believe. And then he really dove into his new Christian life and his local church there. He became, I don't think he was qualified to be a deacon, but he became, he attended every service. He led services. I was a lay preacher. He really, in his newfound salvation, loved the Lord and began to live that Christian life. He said here, when he lay dying in his home in Huntsville, Texas, he expressed to his family and friends his implicit faith in the Savior as he died. And so after Texas was admitted to the Union, Sam Houston served as United States Senator for 14 years. He was inaugurated governor of Texas on December 21st, 1859, and that was the beginning of the very trying days of the Civil War. Now, the Civil War wouldn't begin until 1861, but 1859 was, these were very, very difficult days in the United States history. And I'll read to you something from a historian here. It says, for more than a generation, sectional passion had run riot. So that the Texas had talked about seceding from the Union, even though they had just come into the Union. And the intense passion was swayed by the masses, and Texas shared with the other states of the South this same sentiment. And during the year 1860, little else than politics was discussed. Extravagant predictions born of heated passions were made concerning the results of the war, which was now inevitable. And there were a few cool spirits. Sam Houston was one of them, who wanted to avert this disaster. If possible, he thought it was folly to leave the Union. And he shared his desire to settle these differences and really try as best he could to stop the state from seceding from the Union. It says here, of his patriotism, there was little doubt. Of his loyalty and devotion to the South, there could be no question. Of his familiarity with the pending discussion, no one could gainsay, for he had shared very vividly his dream on the floor of the Senate. And he regarded the secession movement with much more than doubt. It was a feeling really akin to dismay and despair. And so he was definitely against leaving the Union. However, he was in the minority. And on February of 1861, the people of Texas voted to secede from the United States with the other many of the other southern states. And because he stood by his convictions, he was no longer governor of Texas. His office was declared vacant. And he was deposed. He relinquished his office and retired to his farm in Huntsville, Texas, where he would die a couple years later on July 26, 1863. History has a way of vindicating fallen heroes. And, you know, today, Texans revere the name of Sam Houston. Just quite a man. But I think more importantly for us, we rejoice in the fact that he accepted the Lord as Savior. Lived a terrible life in the first part of his life, but turned his life around. God turned his life around, and he lived a wonderful Christian life the latter 20 or 25 years of his life. And I want to thank the Lord for this morning for this Baptist gentleman and his political leadership and what he did in the state of Texas.